Daniel Morrissey. I'm from Albany, New York. And
are you with any particular group?
Yes, I'm with Honest Wait Food Co-op. We're a member, an organizational member of New Yorkers Against Fracking. And we actually just opened the Co-op Cafe here in the concourse in the food court this week. And it's going to be a great resource for the state workers to become educated about sustainability and about anti-fracking and about pro-renewables and all the stuff that, you know, the coalition is doing these days. You know, especially because we have such a prominent local bent to our food co-op, you know, we really focus on getting all as much food as we possibly can, especially over the summer during the, you know, the New York State growing season, from local farms, and, you know, as close as possible, the better. So, you know, obviously we're up on the tip of the Marcellus Shale out here in Albany, but, you know, we still have permits here in Albany County that if Governor Cuomo allows fracking, we would see it eventually, probably not immediately, but it would be an eventual possibility. So, yeah, and, you know, it's becoming a big movement around here, even though, you know, it's not the southern tier and it's not the gas-rich section of the Marcellus Shale in New York. It is really becoming a huge movement because there's already a big pro-renewable movement, and also because we have oil trains coming from the fracking operations out in the Bakken Shale, where they're doing oil fracking out in North Dakota, and they're coming straight through Albany. We have 2 billion barrels of oil coming through Albany each year now. Over the past 2 years, it's ramped up. It doubled just this year. And they want to actually put an industrial processing plant in the port of Albany, which would boil the oil and, you know, for refining purposes. And that would also allow them to bring the tar sands through here if the Keystone XL pipeline doesn't get approved. And, you know, basically it's a virtual pipeline, these trains, you know.
And then that oil, from my understanding, possibly will then be barged down the river.
Absolutely. So what they do is they bring it through downtown Albany, you know, and they put it onto the barges at the Port of Albany. The first barge that actually went through went aground. The mechanical steering failed and it went aground in the Hudson down by Stuyvesant, like 45 minutes south of here. And it was pretty scary. You know, the outer hull broke. Thank goodness it was a modern tanker and it's a double-hulled tanker. But, you know, we could have had an enormous spill in the Hudson River estuary. And they're not considering that. You know, they haven't even done a seeker on this. So the DEC is finally getting involved this month. And the Albany community is really getting riled up about it. All the neighborhood associations are now aware of it. And the Albany County Legislature and the Common Council in the city here are finally really becoming aware of it. We just passed a resolution, 15-0, to have a public forum where the DEC has to be present. And, you know, the Common Council is really putting their strength behind it. So this plays in majorly because it's, the anti-fracking movement isn't just about not having drilling here and not having extraction here, because New York is mainly going to be an infrastructure state. And this is part of that infrastructure. It's a major part, in fact. And, you know, once we ramp up any section of this movement, you know, whether it be the infrastructure resistance or the extraction resistance, all of it plays into the larger movement against oppression from fossil fuels. And we got to really just put all of our energy into the renewables.
Right. It's a bigger picture scenario.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think that's why a lot of people are here today.
Definitely.
Here at the governor's State of the State, where he continually refuses to mention the topic or the issue of fracking. What do you think is different this year?
Well, I think that, firstly, more people are aware of fracking this year. The polls have gone even further in our direction against fracking. And that can only sway the governor more. Each poll that comes out is just a further confirmation that this state does not want fracking. And as you can see, there are at least 1,000 more people here than last year. So, you know, this is a growing movement. And I think that he understands that. And I think that he may actually become our hero. I think that there is a possibility, a strong possibility, that he could ban fracking. And that would create the space not only for investment, subsidies and an investment in the renewable sector, but it would create political space for him to counter President Obama's message of pro-fracking, more pipelines, more drilling, go for the Arctic, do the whole nine yards with, you know, just trying to tax the planet and the climate as much as possible and push it beyond all of the tipping points. Whereas if Governor Cuomo does ban fracking and eventually runs for president, probably not in 2016, but I'm predicting more like 2020, then there will be the political space for that counter argument to be legitimate and to take a real national, you know, standpoint and show that there are states, large policymaking states like New York, the Empire State, that actually is completely against this and has passed legislation that, you know, is leaning forward, not backwards. Because obviously the fossil fuel is the past and renewables are our future.
Right, and so it'd be really demonstrating that a progressive agenda is totally possible.
Absolutely, and it's becoming ever more possible. I mean, as you can see, New York City's mayor ran on an extremely progressive message. His platform was, you know, against income inequality, against, you know, barely taxing the wealthy and so forth. And although Bloomberg was a rather green mayor, I know that de Blasio is going to be even more so. It's going to be like tenfold. He's going to turn that city green. It's going to be amazing. And, you know, we have a new mayor here in Albany. We just elected Kathy Sheehan, the first female mayor of Albany. And she has the same message against income inequality and for greening the city, making it more sustainable, more walkable, bikeable, livable. And really forward-thinking people like them, these type of leaders, are the ones that are taking over. And that's where a lot of the energy is moving. And of course, where political energy moves, we need to bring that back around, bring it full circle into the renewable energy idea. So.
Excellent. Thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely.